Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Mishnah Brura Yomi. Today we are finishing up Simin Sadi Dalid, and we will also move on to Simin Sadi Hey Sifim Aleph to Gimel. We're going to discuss davening while sitting, and as well, we're going to discuss aligning oneself for davening and positioning one's body for davening. So let's get started with the Mechaber and Sif Tes and Simin Sadi Dalid. It says the Shulchan Aruch Mishochach Liuspalam Miyushav Kishiyuchal Tzarech Lachzor Liuspalam Meumad. If you had to daven while sitting, then when you're able to, you should daven again while standing. You don't have to add anything new. We'll get to the Rama in a second. What exactly is included in sitting when the Shulchan Aruch says sitting? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Yushav Hu Adin B'Mahalich Baderech. This includes as well someone who had to daven while he was walking. Until when would you daven again? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Kishuyuchal Dahainu Shlo Over Zmana, only within the Zman Tefila. Do all agree that we should daven again after you daven while sitting down? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Chav Zayin Veinu Tzarech V'chule, Rot Zalomar Dezelo Havek Mispal Batoris Nedova, the Kaimalon the Kamon, Misimin Kuv Zayin Tzarech L'Kadish Badover. This is not considered like a tfilas nadava, like a voluntary tfila that you can say only if you add something new. Rather, this is considered a tefillah that you should that is fundamentally needed because originally it wasn't in the correct posture. Uledina hiskimu ha'achronim she'ein tzarech lachzor l'spal shenis. However, the achronim agree that not like the Shulchan Aruch, but instead that one need not daven again after sitting down. V'chein aminog she'ein ovri drachim she'ispalu baderech b'miyushav chozenum spalu l'shenis. That is the custom that people who daven while traveling and they needed to sit down while they were davening, they don't daven again. If he wants to daven again, he can daven a voluntary tefillah. But that's only if you're certain that you'll be able to have kavana. That's not going to apply bizman hazeh. You wouldn't even need to add anything new. Why not? The fact that you're davening while standing itself is like something additional that you're enhancing your tefillah. The Primogodim says that nowadays it's not proper to daven a tfilas nedava. Again, our kavana is compromised bizman hazeh. What if you did daven while sitting down, even though you could have stood? What if you weren't forced to daven while sitting? What if you just davened while sitting, but you could have stood? So says the Primogodim, quoted in footnote 28, that nonetheless you don't need to daven again because the Rambam's language implies that standing is not ma'akev for tefillah. Getting into the Ramah in Simin Sadi Dal, it says the Ramah, Mishu Baba Derech Vu Samoch Limalon, if you're traveling and you're close to an inn, Im Yachol Listalik Menaderech B'makom Shalo Yafsikuhu Ovrei Drachim, if you can slip away to the side of the road in a place where you're not going to be bothered, you're not going to be interrupted, so then Yistalik Sham V'lo Yispalo Memalon Shal Ovdi Kochavim, you should slip away off the road, daven there, and you shouldn't wait until you get to the non-Jewish inn in order to daven. Shalo Yaval Beluhu B'nei Habayis, we'll see exactly where that's supposed to be, so that people don't distract you. We're gonna reorder the Rama here. If it's impossible for you to slip away from the road and not be interrupted, so then you spalo b'malon be'ezek karen zavis. So then you should daven in a certain corner of the non-Jewish inn. And the reason why you have to go to the corner is because you don't want people to distract you. So that way you separate yourself from bystanders. So why shouldn't you daven in a non-Jewish inn? So this is an interesting halacha. So let's get to Mishnah Berurah Chav Ches and Chav Tes. And Chav Ches, he says, Min HaDarech Leilech Litzdado V'Lispal Sham Ba'amida. What we're talking about is going to the side of the road and standing there while davening. B'Malon Shal Ovdei Kochavim Chav Tes, says the Mishnah Berurah, Shabivada Yesh Bo Gilulim V'So Evos. In the non-Jewish inn, there's going to be idols and disgraceful things. Ve'in Lahachnis L'Sham Dover Shabigdusha. You shouldn't be saying Dvarim Shabigdusha there. Shahari Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaSholom Omar Kitzesi Es Ho'ir V'Gomer V'Lo Rotza Lispal B'Mitzrayim L'Fisha Ha'isa Malaya Gilulim. Moshe Rabbeinu did not want to daven to Hashem in Mitzrayim because of all of the idols that were there, but rather when he left the city, that's when he davened to Hashem. So he shows us that we shouldn't be davening in a place that is full of idols. This gets into some other interesting halacha lamaisa shailas. What if you work in a non-Jewish home? Are you allowed to daven there? So the Shu'at Atzei Chaim, this is brought in footnote number 31, says that in that case you would be allowed to daven there because it's clear that you're doing so for work. And the Zichron Yehuda says that you would be allowed to do so, but you shouldn't do so consistently. What about other places that one shouldn't necessarily daven? Rav Moshe Feinstein in Orech Chaim, Chelek Gimel Siman Lamed, points out that one should refrain from davening in conservative and reformed synagogues. And in addition, he points out that one should refrain from davening in places that are designated for pritzos. And in Makom pritzos, it's not appropriate to daven. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Lamed, Shelo Yaval Beluhu B'nei Habayis, Tzarech Lomer B'sof Achar Tevas Karen Zavis. This phrase is meant to come later on in the Ramah, where he's trying to explain why you should go to the corner. And it's because you don't want other people to distract you. V'rotza Lomer, Shelo Yachush Raklim Tzok Karen Zavis, Shelo Yaval Beluhu, that if the only option is to daven in the non-Jewish inn, so then you can do so. Just go to a corner so that you're not distracted. You don't have to be concerned about the idols that are there. But the Evet, if that's the only place you can daven, you don't have to be concerned. Shahari kolt filosenu ba'ayaros maleos gilulim. We live in non-Jewish towns. All of our tfilos are in cities that are maleos of gilulim. Ve'im bekosel mizrachi sham tuluyim gilulim. If there were these things that were hanging on the eastern wall, so you couldn't face east while davening. So al yispalu lo'oso tzad, ela letzad acher, afa pi she'eino mizrach. What you should do is actually turn to a different direction. You should not bow towards the idols that are on the eastern wall. If it's impossible to slip away to the side of the road and you're going to have to daven while walking or while sitting, and you also know that you're not going to be able to find a quiet place in the inn in order to daven, you're going to be distracted. So which one is better to do? Should you go to the inn and risk being distracted, or should you daven while sitting or while walking? Says the Mishnah Berurah, mutav lispal baderech miyushav o mahalich, kiven sha'az yochol. It's better actually to daven while sitting or walking because your kavana will be better. If you can find an outside area at the inn, whether it's in a little valley or a courtyard or a garden, mutav, so then that would be better. And that way you'll be able to daven while standing and you will also have kavana. The Chai Adam explains that the reason why you have to face a different side when there are idols or such things hanging on the eastern side is because it's prohibited to bow towards them, even if they're covered by glass. It's prohibited to bow towards such things. Let's now move on to Simin Sadi Hey. We're going to talk about aligning oneself and positioning oneself for davening. Says the Mechaber in Sif Aleph, Yechavin Raglov Zeh, it says, Bechivon Ki'ilu Eino Melo Echad. One should align his feet during Shmona Esrei so that they appear like they're only one. Why? Lehidamos Lamalachim, Lechsiv Bohen V'raglem Regel Yeshara. We want to make ourselves like the angels about whom it said in Yechezkel that their legs are like one straight leg. Klomai Raglem. Their legs look like one. Yesh Omrim says the Rama, Kesha Omi Lispala, Yelech Lefanov Sholosh Psios, that one should take three steps ahead of him before davening. Why? Derech Keru Vahagosh Aludavish Tzarech Lasos, in a manner of approaching that which one needs to do. So why is it that you have to align your legs? The Shulchan Aruch here said that it's in order to make ourselves similar to the Malachim. The Tur quotes another reason, which is that we're trying to be like the Kohanim, who walked very calmly in the Beis HaMikdash. They used to put one foot ahead of the other they didn't take large steps. So by aligning our feet, we are more like the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash, and we know that we always try to pattern our tefillah after the Korbanos. What has to be aligned from the feet? So the Beis Yosef points out, this is quoted in footnote 1, that one should keep his toes together as well. As much as he can, he should keep his toes together. What if you can't align your feet? Can you still daven? So yes, you can still daven. And Rav Moshe Feinstein, or Chaim Chelek Hei Siman Lamed Ches, points out that you should put them as close together as possible. That's what you should do if you can't align completely. Is alignment ma'akiv? So as I just said, it's not. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Aleph, Ubidi Eved, Afilu Imloki, Vein Raglav Klal Yotza. Even if you didn't put them together at all, you're still Yotze. It's not going to be ma'akiv, you're davening. Why do we try to mimic the angels for davening? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Beis Lihidamos Hamalachim Shekimuchim Medaberim Hashchina Tzarech Lesali Kol Machshavos Haguf Melibo Ledamos Kiluhu Malach. We're talking with the Shechina, so we have to remove all bodily thoughts from our hearts and try to be akin to an angel. Even if you are sitting down in a wagon while davening, Mekol Makom Yechavin Raglov, you should still put your feet together. If you're davening while sitting down, you shouldn't be leaning on something behind you or to your side. You shouldn't stretch your legs. Don't put one on the other. That's all a matter of arrogance. What you should do is sit down, align your feet, and have your head bent down in a way that is humble in front of Hashem. What's the reasoning for the three steps that the Ramah quotes, that we take three steps ahead of us before davening? So the Darkei Moshe, meaning the Ramah in his commentary on the tour, he points out that they correspond to the three Hagoshos L'Tfilah, three approaches for Tfilah that we find in Tanakh, of Avraham Avinu, Yehuda, and Eliyahu Hanavi. Do you have to go backwards in order to walk forwards? You have to go three steps back in order to go three steps forward? Says the Mishnah Berurah and Siv Gimel, Yelech Lefanov, Ve'in Tzarech Lachzor La'achorov Kedei Leilech Lefanov. King Kosov Eliyarabah. Eliyarabah says you don't have to go three steps back in order to go three steps forward. However, comments the Mishnah Berurah, Minog Olam Leilech La'achorov. The Minog is to go three steps backwards in order to go three steps forwards. When do we do this? The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that we do this before finishing Gal Yisrael. Before finishing the Bracha of Gal Yisrael, we take three steps back. One exception would be, points out Reb Chaim Kanievsky Zatzal, that if taking three steps back is going to force you to get into the Dalet Amos of the person davening behind you, so then it would actually be better not to take the three steps back and just to take the three steps forward. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Gimel. Because of Bedarkei Moshe, Maharil Hayanohig Lamo Beshachris Litfila Shmona Esrei, Mosai Shehischil Hashliach Tzibor Tihilos Lakel Elion, Uvimincha Kishiyard Hashliach Tzibor Lefnei Ativa, Uba Arvis Kishihischil Hashliach Tzibor Kaddish. So the Maharil talks about when one should stand up for Shmona Esrei. At what point should you stand up for Shmona Esrei? So at Shacharis, he used to stand up when the Shliach Tzibur got to Hilos Akel Elyon. At Mincha and Maariv, he used to stand up when the Shliach Tzibur got to Kaddish. That's the way Reb Chaim Kanievsky interprets the Mishnah Berurah here. And at these times, one should try to remove all bodily impediments as well, says the Mishnah Berurah. V'gam yosir oz kicho v'ni'o v'chol davar ha'meval bel machshavto. You should get rid of any phlegm, of any saliva, anything that's going to distract you. Aruch HaShulchan says, clean your eyes, clean your nose at that time. Try to do so before starting Shmona Esrei. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan is getting at. Continues the Mechaber in Siv Beis. Tzarech sheyachov rosho ma'at, shiyu einov lemata la'aretz, v'yachshov kidu omid b'vis ha'mikdash, v'libo yichavin lemata la'shamayim. One should bend his head a little bit, his eyes should be towards the ground, and he should perceive himself as if he's in the b'vis ha'mikdash, and should think he should be focusing on HaKadosh Baruch Hu lemata la'shamayim. So what should you do if you look outside? Says the Mishnah Berurah, or when should you look outside? Says the Mishnah Mitziv Dauchu, Eino v'chulei, Ayime elsim in tzadi siv katan ches b'Mishnah Berurah. We saw over there that we should daven near a window. Why? Because we're supposed to look outside prior to davening in order to increase our focus. That's the Bach. The Mishnah Berurah says over there that if you get distracted in the middle of Shmona Esrei, you would look outside in order to revitalize your Kavana. Continues Mishnah Berurah and says, hey, Lamata lo aretz, you should have your eyes towards the ground. Those who lift their heads and eyes as if they're looking at the ceiling, the angels mock them. Don't do some weird type of movements. If you're davening b'yichidos, it's fine. V'lo b'tzibur, but definitely not b'tzibur. Uvifrat the harim kol v'chadome. You should not be raising your voice in the middle of Shmona Esrei. You're going to distract other people. Kosvu ha'achronim shukomi she'ino otzim inov b'shas tefilah Shmona Esrei. Eino zoch aliros p'nei shchino b'tzis nafshal. The achronim say that anybody who doesn't close his eyes while he's davening Shmona Esrei, it does not merit seeing the shchina when he passes away. Ach im mispalo b'sidr v'inov pechuchos k'dei liros b'ohel. However, if you're davening from a sitter, you need to keep your eyes open in order to read from the sitter. So then less than about then that would be fine. We've seen previously that the Mishnah Berurah says you should do whatever is better for your kavana. If it's better to look at a sitter, do that. If it's better to close your eyes, then do that. That's what we saw over there. Continues Shulchan Aruch in Sif Gimel. Maniach yadav alibo kefusin. One should fold his hands, keep it interlock his hands on his chest. Perush kikshurin. You're interlocking them. Hayimanis ala smallis. You put the right on top of the left. Va'omin ke'eved lifnei rabo be'ima be'yira uvetachad. You're going to stand in front of Hashem with dread and fear and fright. Meaning you're going to be in a state of awe. V'lo yaniach yadav al chalotzav v'mpnei shu derech yuara. Don't put your hands on your loins, on your sides, because that would be considered an act of arrogance. Says the Mishnah Bruda in Sivav Libo, you interlock your hands at your chest. V'makom shenagu namod kin lifnei hamelech kishu medabrim imo v'shalom ito tzarcheyem. This is talking about those who would come in front of a king and would plead from him, beseech him in that manner. V'akol k'minag hamakom. Everything depends on how it's normal to beseech. If that's how you place your hands, then that's what you should do. If not, then do what's normal. U'b'sefer asara ma'amaros kosov v'shem ho'arish yanichuz ro'osom alibam. The Arizal says that you should put your hands on your chest. The imanis ha'smolis, you put the right on top of the left, because you want the Midas HaRachamim to overwhelm the Midas HaDin, and the Yimonis represents the Midas HaRachamim, the smallest, the Midas HaDin. Uveshem HaRamak, Rav Moshe Cordovero, Sheyachov HaAgudo B'soch Pisas HaYad. You should put the thumb into the hand. So the Aruch HaShulchan points out that if you're going to daven better with your hands on something, like on a shtender, then you can do so. It's not ma'akiv to fold your hands. If it's better for your kavana to put them on something else, then that would be fine. And the Chazon Ish and the Stipler did that as well. So, okay, now let's get into the last Mishnah Berurah here in Siv Zayin Be'ima. The Mishnah Berurah over here says that it's a good thing to shakel during tefillah because of the pasuk kol atzmosai tomarna. All of my limbs, all of my bones are moving to say Hashem ichamocha, to praise Hashem. The truth is that in another place, the Mishnah Berurah in Mem Ches quotes others who disagree and say not to move during davening. Halacha l'maisa, Mishnah Berurah says you should do whatever is best for your kavana. You certainly should not move just your head and not your body, because doing so would be arrogant. And don't move in ways that's going to disturb those around you. That's what the Yosef Omet says in footnote number 17. But again, if shakling helps you with kavana and it's not disturbing those around you, so then go for it. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says here. And if it's better for you to daven in a standstill, and that's going to help your kavana, so then that would be the better thing to do. Have an amazing day, everybody.